This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been reporting on a spike in building new houses and apartments in July, and if you look at new home construction January through July, despite the awful winter weather, housing starts are higher this year than last. So builders are optimistic, but who is buying? As Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, not too many first-timers.
Historically, if 10 new homes showed up on your block, new buyers would snatch up three. Now it's just 1.5. That's according to David Crow at the National Association of Home Builders. He says young buyers getting into the market face unstable jobs and lower incomes and stingy banks.
Criteria are tighter now, and that's the age group that usually falls out if you are restrictive in terms of credit scores.
Thing is, new buyers are a key to unlocking the whole market. Why? Susan Wachter at the Wharton Business School explains. At some point, she says, lots of first-timers will buy existing starter houses,
which will allow those who are in their homes still not getting the price they want, they'll be able to sell, then they'll be able to buy the new homes.
It's a cascade. And right now, new demand has to flow in. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.